more. So a 50-calorie serving would actually have 200 calories if you drank the entire bottle.
She says drinking water is your best bet to keep hydrated and replenish your body fluids and minerals during long workouts and physical activity. As a rule of thumb,
don't wait until you feel thirsty to have a drink of water, because thirst is usually a sign that your body has needed liquids for a while. And after a physical activity, if you weigh yourself and you find out that you've lost a pound, that's typically water weight, so you want to drink 2 cups of fluid for every pound that you lose.
And perhaps you should consider consuming another type of sports drink after extensive physical activity,
Fox,
such as fruit juice or even milk.
Several research studies have been done, especially on chocolate milk. And chocolate milk seems to have the right blend of carbohydrates as well as minerals to help rehydrate the body. So that has become the new sports drink. Try milk or even fruit juice, because milk and fruit juice contain the carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals that are not found in all sports drinks.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C. Hey, it's Flint Rasmussen inviting you to join me right here on Rural Radio Sirius XM 80, Friday at 5 Eastern, Sunday at 1 Eastern time for Outside the Barrel. In the spirit of Western sports, every week I award my gold buckle and my crying hole, my best and worst of the week, and talk everything from comedy, country music, Western sports, everything in between. That's right, every once in a while, you have to think outside the barrel with Flint Rasmussen right here on Rural Radio Sirius XM 80.
I'm Abby Turpin. Tonight, the USDA shells out millions to power rural America. Pork production takes a big leap ahead of beef, and how drones can improve a farm's return on investment. Join us at 7:30 and 11:30 Eastern for your Rural Evening News.
Rural Evening News.
Western Sports Roundup showcases the hardworking athletes that are competing every day, coast to coast, in all disciplines. From rodeos and bull riding to the cutting pen, the reining arena, ropings and barrel races, and other Western sports events. This is Western Sports Roundup with Steve Kenyon and Amy Wilson.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Western Sports Roundup. I'm Steve Kenyon along with Amy Wilson. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hey, Steve. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Leave me alone, Wednesday. You psycho.
This Wednesday.
That means it's Western Sports Wednesday.
I know. That's a great day. I love this day. And tonight is going to be awesome on TV because we have the Pike's Peak Bust Rodeo. So everyone tune in to Western Sports Weekly tonight for sure.
Because you know who was at the Pike's Peak Bust Rodeo that you'll see a lot of on TV tonight?
Well, I don't know how much you'll see of me, but I had a great time getting to interview all of the winners. It was an exciting time because each winner collected $15,000, plus a really cool buckle because it was their 75th. They also
plus
got invitations
really
to the Houston
cool
Super
buckle.
Shootout and RFD-TV's The American Simpo.
15K.
It was a big-time offer cool. All the winners.
It's going to be one of those shows where there's a short introduction.
With that trick, try some mouse. I got to get the grab any batch that I want, but I got, cause batches nowadays will get you caught up in some rock out. Now, I'm not trying to save you, gals. And how come when I was broke, you wasn't around? Now, the other day, you see me swabbing down magazines with some old sucker in your guy looking at me mean. I stopped in the middle of the street, reached under my seat to grab my heat. And it's that same old buster that I got into with the club.
Man, the songs can't play, they match made, the song ain't start. But suckers with no part, don't want no part to be. Rapper rolling with the fuck mob. And when it's fuck, the bumpers pick them double up. So what you doing when we roll through your hideout? I let my Mac get all up and then I ride out. What you doing, smoking like a dope thing? It's straight saving the lane and that's a best thing.
Is a, should I say, huh? I'm It's all good if you slip, then it's all good as long as you're paying. Yeah, it ain't my fault if you get sprung on my land. I'm taking GHA, go to the bank. Hey, if you're coming for tea, you get skunked, right? Huh? As long as a trick comes falling down, it gives me all the sets to put on my super clan.
Make that fella call your kids, yes. Make them work it out, you're in work. Make food while you're doing work.
It's all part of that sucker, take care of me. Crackers, rip food, come save me. Bitches out there, be on the lookout for Captain Save Them Though. Cause he's saving them.
Is I, should I save them?
Movement, man. They got a new record going crazy, man. 1-877-60-HIP-HOP. DJ Scream on the Twitter. DJ Scream TV on the Instagram. And Service Radio Wednesday night right here on Sirius XM's Hip Hop Nation. Let's take off right now.
DJ Scream's Hood Rich Radio. Sirius XM Hip Hop Nation.
T. Lewis.
Okay, I won't deny. Half the time you send a text, yeah, you know I'm not replying. Just to let you know I'm not one of them niggas you be down.
But a nigga ain't never asked, but you always inquire.
Like what? What you mean?
I ain't never asked you to pass up to me.
But I will.
But 10, what? 20 times that Slay, what's up with this? Yo, Slay, I'm in New Slay, I'm in New Orleans. Like, boy, nigga, you get here, tell it on yourself.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, though?
Keep drinking, man. No, keep drinking.
You know what? No, you know what?
Though? Nigga's coming out. I'm trying to make a hard
August 11th. No, fuck that. Listen, you my big brother. I'm supposed to come to you in need. What the fuck is you talking about?
You in need, like,
I'm in need. Like, I'm supposed to come to my big brother and say, yo, Slay, what's up with that? What's up with that joint? Over here in that magazine with them, like, what?
I'm just supposed to come. Right?
Yeah, like, I need help sometimes. Yeah, like, what's wrong with a nigga asking for help? Listen, closed mouths do not get fed, right?
Bro, so exactly. So you wanted to put something that is in your mouth?
You need to slow your roll.
You just
slow your roll. Slow your roll.
Hold on.
And a grown man that pays his own bills can do what he want. Grown man that pays his own bills can do whatever he want.
Okay, so right.
If he want to bite on things, that's his own business.
Willy Wonka the chocolate.
I don't know nothing about that, but I'm just telling you, nigga.
Hershey Highway.
Oh, wow. Good stuff.
Let's talk about that.
You said the chocolate factory.
No.
Let's talk about Hershey's at the chocolate factory.
Let's talk about that.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to fall through the chicken bug, come and spread your arms if you really need a
so like, as I'm listening to them fucking bicker in the shittiest way possible,
that's what
it's just like,
I love one plateau.
Like getting anxious or something. Or like, ah, stop talking. Everyone, stop talking.
Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
We'll be right back. is playing any song that you want to crank up on your road trip. And it's on right now. SiriusXM Channel 147.
All right, we're going to go to the road trip channel and see what... see if they really are playing music that fits driving.
Hear out what the counselor said.
That's not it.
That's what a lot of these guys do. You can't do this forever.
I don't think having the word highway in the title of your song automatically makes it a song you'd want to hear on a road trip. And also, I kind of, like, I used to not feel this way, but, you know, hindsight and all that. Man, Billy Idol's terrible, isn't he? Aren't all the songs actually kind of fucking bad? Like, even, like, White Wedding, Rebel Yell, like, stuff that, like, you know, like, that stuff, you're like, all right, well, I mean, I guess, like, I see why the song's wrong. But fucking, like, moany. How about that fucking cyberpunk album he put out? That was a real fucking hot one. It was a real banger. I'm not familiar with this particular Billy Idol. Like, I don't want to actually know this. I don't actually want to know this, but I'd be curious. Like, I'm maybe a little curious. Like, who would be a person who would fucking tell you to your face that they're a huge Billy Idol fan? You know? Like, no one, right? No one's like, oh, yeah. Like, if you heard Billy Idol was playing up the street, you might go. You know? You might be like, well, I don't know, man. I'm not doing anything else. Go look at Billy Idol for a little while. That'd be weird. Right? But, like, no one's like, fucking Billy Idol, man. When's he gonna put out some fucking new shit? I mean, I like the classics, don't get me wrong, but, like, I'm dying for some new material over here, Billy. We gotta get it going. When's the new Billy Idol record coming out? That doesn't happen. Right? They're like, exactly zero people. You know, it's like, Billy Idol probably tours, probably does okay for himself still, right? Like that one song, I don't know. It's at a bar, so whatever.
To make you want to roll the windows down and drive. It's summertime.
It's just and fucking like life is a highway up loop.
Go yet. So enjoy it while you can. Road Trip Radio, SiriusXM.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody in the car started dancing. It was crazy. Said he's gonna make a Dragon Ball with tires, man. This song's weird. I have a respect for this song, but I don't especially like this song. You'll still go like, yep, that's a song that'll be real big and popular. Listen to that thing.
Smoother than a fresh drop, skipping. On Sirius XM.
I mean, I sometimes listen to this song while driving a car. I guess I just like, I'm like, I understand the concept of good driving music, but like road trip music seems like slightly different to me. This dude worked on games. Kurt Harlan? He was at... Oh, the studio shut down. Like a few years ago. They'd done some PSP stuff, I thought. He worked on a handful of games. In an audio capacity, I believe.
Okay.
Radio.
All right, experiment over. Not willing to listen to that fucking song.
Unicorn Zombie Apocalypse.
This is some of my least favorite fucking style. With this fucking, like, sing-songy, swingy fucking synth stuff. I've probably talked about it before, but I just see a fucking guy in a fucking Dr. Seuss hat fucking jumping back and forth from one leg to the other with devil sticks. And I want to fucking punch him.
This is Electric Area on Sirius XM.
For all you niggas with those kind of problems, because I don't have those kind of problems, and we gonna keep it moving, and you know we gonna get back to our regularly scheduled program. Right now I'm gone.
Yeah, Brooklyn niggas, get out the building, man. That was low.
No, nigga, that was low.
Do a garbage can, where?
Listen, stop it. Give me a hug, baby. You know you want to hug me before I go.
What record we playing? What we going out with, baby?
You know you want to hug me before I go. Who better than me? Ain't nobody better than me.
We got this team in the building. We're going to go.
Oh.
You mean when I never met a man? Woo! We might just get here with Brian.
Me, Melly. Because we in the field with them birds like we play with the game. I'm on probation, so that means that drug was illegal.
Switch it up.
Today I woke up, I drink a shit with the subpoena. For my teachers that said I won't make it here, I said a day what you make a year. I had to drop this to make it clear that I got a lot like Jamaican here. All these shoppers popping, niggas wild and violence. Why we even gotta take it here? Why we even gotta play these games? Run up on me, give me that. What you thought? I come to my bed like I'm gone. Popping no willy, no squilly, can't talk to the cat, that's illegal. I was like, oh, a rich boy, no double crossing on my peoples. I take a drink to the table, I'm spinning with my niggas. Thank you,
with my nigga, fucking with some killers.
Type of shit, goddamn, I gotta piss, I passed the mic to East Swift. Yeah, I get drunk and can't nobody whoop. I'm tripping, must be the brew that I was sipping, kicking in. Guess I shouldn't have mixed it with the gin, cause when I'm laying on my back, I can feel the room spin. One too many, I reckon, feeling like I'm the Earl. Any second, wanna get up, but can't move. Feels like I'm stuck in the groove. What the fuck was I trying to prove? I got a rep for down the photos. All the hoes knows them alcoholic bros. Niggas call me mad, I keep a fifth in the trunk. Might fuck a ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk.
Alright, I think I'm feeling a little better.
drink and drive. The alcohol I speak is funky when we drink it. Just a little something to pump up the thinking. Only when we drunk. Only when we drunk.
What's a low key dancer?
I mean, not really low key. You can find me in Follies, but I'm just not one of those dancers that just, you know, oh, come see me at Magic City or come
right.
see me. And I'm not like,
it's kind of like they run
I'm
into you.
Like, you see me, you see me.
But, you know, I'm going to be completely honest. I think I know that because I have some partners that go to Follies. And when they come from Follies, they're like, yo, this is one chick in there. This one particular chick. I don't know what her name is. I don't know what your dancer name is.
Rose.
Wow. So they be really fucked up and confused.
Yeah, that's why I said, like,
low key.
But the thing that messes me up is this damn butterfly.
The butterfly, yes.
I can't
the patented have butterfly.
Nobody, like, know you.
So do you tell them, like, that there's you, or do you lie and say you got a twin sister?
I'd be like, I don't know if we might have the same tattoo. Some people
right.
be like, yeah, it's me, but yeah, the butterfly kind of like my trademark.
Right. Right.
No, the girl with the butterfly.
Let us know some of the videos you did and some of the other stuff you've been a part of.
I was currently in R. Kelly's video, and I have a video coming up with Lucci.
Okay. R. Kelly tried to pee on you?
Hell no.
He did? Okay. Right. Just making sure.
He didn't try to pee on me. And right. I'm just hosting, so if you want to book me.
It's a fair question.
Hit my email.
Hit her email. She wants money, people. She wants she wants a lot of money, man. When we come back, we're going to get into Alexis Scott's business. We know she got a couple things she want to talk about, right?
Yes, sir.
Right here on Hood Rich Radio Wednesday night. 1-877-60-HIP-HOP. DJ Scream is a superstar. Check in. Keep it locked.
It's time we prepare the world.
The wait is finally over.
Your final destination for the latest in hip-hop culture.
The biggest interview.
And, of course, DJ Scream.
Make sure you tune in. Movie
on Sirius XM Hip Hop Nation.
Brothers on the same mind, unblind. got in the back of the strays, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker.
Oh, look at that traffic on that overpass that I'm about to fucking insert myself into the middle of. Great. Stoked. Down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back. That's the part. Stop skipping. If you believe in the ass, you'll be believing the stress. You start streaming music off the internet, you never know what's gonna happen, man. This is satellite radio's app. Unless you actually do like a slight Pandora thing with some of the stations. I was wondering if it was any good. So I opened up the sliders and slid it all the way to West Coast. Calls, that's all right. Iced tea, yeah, sure. That's, yeah, technically, these are all West Coast songs.
Lynch mob, you got to know steady mob.
You've got to know that
jam, but a way of life bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off something. Give it to me.
Unreliable source of audio. It's just a twitchy, choppy. Oh, it's got limited skips. Why would I have limited skips? I'm paying them like fucking a pretty hefty monthly fee for fucking access to satellite radio. Like, I would think that they would be like, yo, that's ass. I'm out of skips. Skip limit reached until 8:34 p.m. What? Yo, that's an hour from now. What? Now, in my younger days, I used to forest land. That fucking sucks. I guess I'll listen to the radio on the radio.
Oh yeah,
we'll be very careful.
You started off the book saying alleged.
Not psyched with satellite radio's Pandora clone. This is some road trip music. Congratulate him on his baking soda. Filthy and disgusting. Get out of here. You guys do have some other cool stuff. Go do that instead. Ooh, my odometer is all ones. 1111111111. Not that many ones. But some ones.